Is this how you treat the people you love? Is this what love means to you? Do you hurt them like this? Do you make them cry? I was just wondering because you said that you love me. And you didn't just say it once. You said it over and over again. You actually made me believe it. And that didn't come easily. Oh, you put the work in. You made the effort. Oh, you made such an effort. I was wary at first. Why were you talking to me? I don't let people get close, but you. You were so nice. It's been a while since someone was nice to me. So I opened my door, just a crack. And you peered inside. And you smiled. And I liked it. And then we talked. I was guarded. I had my reasons. But you crept inside. The door, which was open just a crack, was suddenly wide open. And you said such sweet things. You said them often enough that I began to believe you. You called me darling. I like that. You said that I was one of the most important people in your life. You said that I was one of your most favorite people. And I said it back to you. In fact, I think I actually said it first. Although mine was the more definitive, you are my most favorite person. You were so nice, so straightforward. I never had that before. You showered me in love. You got me used to it. You got me used to you being there. And then you weren't there anymore. I thought it was just life. We're both busy people. But I was wrong. Well, kind of wrong. You were busy. Busy with her. Friends. Just friends. How stupid do you think I am? I tried to open up to you. I tried to be vulnerable, even though the idea makes my bones crack. I tried. But you wanted so much. You gave with both hands. I wasn't ready. And because you didn't get what you want, Because I wasn't the complete open book that you wanted. He replaced me. Oh, you say that you haven't. You say that you still love me. That I'm still important to you. That I'm still your darling. Not true. It's not true. Do you really think that I can't see that you've pulled back? Do you really think that I can't feel the distance? The chill in the air? I can. I feel it. And I'm obsessed with it. I try to figure out what I did wrong. I just wasn't what you wanted. I tried to be. I was beginning to become it, but it wasn't quick enough for you. Or maybe you never actually wanted me in the first place. You never really wanted me. You liked the idea of me. The idea of coming in when no one else was allowed to. Maybe you're not as straightforward as I thought. Not as nice. I know you're not as nice because you replaced me. You replaced me. How could you replace me? How could you make me fall in love with you and then replace me with her? Did you think I wouldn't find out? Did you think I wouldn't know? Did you think that your sweet talk was keeping me sweet? The occasional, I love you, you're important to me. Huh. It did. It did for a while. Every time you said something sweet, I grabbed onto it with both hands and I held it close, tried to feel the warmth that was once all around. But then I saw the two of you together. Time you were meant to be with me, you were with her. Do you know how stupid I felt? Do you know what it did to me? Something inside me broke. It shattered and I could feel the shards digging in. It was the heart where my love for you was. I began to watch you. You didn't try to keep it a secret. You didn't try to hide it. You were so blatant. And you kept letting me down. Over and over. I kept trying. I tried, I did. Because you got me used to you. You got me used to having someone. But the amount of times you let me down, the amount of times you chose her. You broke my heart. And I can't let that go. I can't let you go. How could you do this to me? You still say it. You still say, I love you. I love you so damn much. You're one of the most important people in my life. You just lie. You lie. You've been lying all along, and I believed you. I'm so stupid. Is this what you do? Is this what you do? Get people to open up. Get people to love you and then just trash them. Shut them out. Do you know how sharp the shards of a broken heart are? It's agony. I've cried so many tears. The pain just gets worse. The more I see you with her, the more I think of it. It just gets worse. And then I couldn't take it anymore. I had to do something. It was like watching someone else do it. Plunging the knife in. So much blood. Then I looked down and I was covered in blood. Her blood. I felt better. I did. It didn't hurt as much. It still ached. The shards of my heart still dug in, but it wasn't as bad. And if killing her made some of the pain go away, then killing you will make it all go away. Do you want to know the worst thing? The absolute worst thing in the world? I love you. Still do. I wish I didn't. But I do. Oh, I really am stupid as hell. Still cry. Still ache. Still miss you. Why do I miss you? I shouldn't miss you, but I do. And that's why I have to do this. I can't be vulnerable. I can't let you do this to me. Not anymore. This will take all the pain away. This will make it all better. Taking this knife and just... I love you. You are my favorite person. And I'm... sorry I ever met you. I'm sorry I ever let you in. But I don't regret it. And that is the worst thing of all. And that is why this is goodbye.